Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week's let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 2. And in verse number 1 we read, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee." Well, this week we're looking at the thought concerning wisdom and the way of wisdom. The scripture says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words." Understand that when I talk about wisdom, I'm talking about the wisdom of the Word of God, the wisdom that comes through the Holy Spirit enlightening a believer into the truths of God's Word. And by the way, wisdom is applicable in all areas of knowledge. Someone has said that knowledge is knowing how to take a watch apart, but wisdom is knowing how to put it back together and get it to run properly. May I say that the wisdom the Word of God contains is applicable in all every part of our life. But I want you to notice what the Bible says here. "My son, if thou wilt receive my words." Look at that word, if. This word, if, immediately tells us that there is a choice involved in this process of acquiring wisdom, this process of understanding the truths of God's Word, and in turn understanding the complex issues of life. You see, the word if here, God didn't create puppets. God created people. When God created the animals, He endowed each different kind of animal with its own instinct. It has its code, you know, to govern its behavior. And an animal does what it does because an animal is what it is. And it's amazing, you know, that even insects with their minute brains don't have to be taught. Bees don't have to be taught how to make honey. They don't have to be taught how to get back and forth to the hive to gather nectar and to defend the hive. They don't have to be told any of those things. These things are given to them by a code that God has instilled in each animal. And with few exceptions, animals will behave according to those codes, according to those instincts. But you know, people are not animals. We have been taught that man is the highest form of animal, but you know, that's simply not true. And the thing that makes us distinct is that God did not lock people into specific behavioral patterns. Instead, He gave us a body, He gave us a soul, He gave us the ability to see and the taste, the feel, to hear, the smell. He gave us the ability to think and to reason and to respond and to make decisions. But the thing that we have that no one else has, that is a spirit. Man has a soul and a spirit, and that spirit was given to Adam and all of his descendants. And God intended for the human spirit to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. That was God's plan. And if that had been the case, and while that was the case, a man was in good shape. But the problem is, when Adam sinned, the Holy Spirit left the human spirit. And as a result of that, the human race has been left without any type of governing principle. And of course, all of humanity inherited this lost condition. And as a result of that, man acts upon his fallen intellect. His emotions can be deceiving and run rampant. And, you know, a man can be weak in one situation and stubborn in another. And when a man gets saved, when a man is regenerated, born again, he has the ability to be redirected. There is the possibility there that the Holy Spirit can overrule and control the human spirit. But again, there's this word, if. If, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. You see, man has a free will, and God will not bend our arm behind our back to get us to serve Him. I want to say today that we must be receptive to the wisdom that God wants us to have. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, meet the need of every heart today. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.